Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. It's Monday morning. My name is Jeff Humfeld. Today, host Teresa Wilkie talks with Valerie Ball, paralegal, mediator, and educator, Judy Turner, paralegal, and William Schmidt, low-income taxpayers clinic director from Kansas Legal Services. They will talk about how to access services and their upcoming fundraiser. Then, in the second half, host Margot Patterson talks with Bob Jones about the mission of Gentlemen of the Round Table and their plans for the former Catholic grade school they are renovating. Stay tuned for the calendar of events in the middle of the broadcast and the 420 drug war news at the end of the broadcast. Now, here is Teresa and her guest.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in, Jaws of Justice. With one small change, Judy Turner is not with us this morning. We have Val Ball, a paralegal with Kansas Legal Services, and Bill Schmidt, who is director of the Low Income Tax Clinic, Taxpayer Clinic. And I want to welcome you two to Jaws of Justice.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So, Kansas Legal Services is the Kansas portion of a larger national not-for-profit legal services system that provides legal services largely for persons that meet low income levels, where it's absolutely free. And then their services are so vast and interesting that this will be a wonderful program to have on Jaws of Justice. The reason that we've invited them today is because Kansas Legal Services is hosting a fundraiser and community outreach event called Whine About Our Legal Problems on September 29th, coming up from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. for a happy hour wine tasting event at Blip Roasters. Blip Roasters is at 1101 Mulberry Street in Kansas City, Missouri. So, Val, you want to tell us about how this idea came about?
Yeah, so I started at Kansas Legal Services earlier this year, thanks to one of the fabulous paralegals retiring. I happened to be in the right place at the right time and was able to take over the domestic paralegal position from the former paralegal, Kathy Knoll, who served Kansas Legal Services for 24 long years as a wonderful paralegal. One of the great things about Kansas Legal Services and the reasons that I thought it would be good to come on Jaws of Justice with us is that, you know, you guys talk about the criminal justice system, and in the criminal justice system, people are afforded an attorney, and you get an appointed attorney if you don't meet the requirements, if you can't afford an attorney. And unfortunately, in the civil justice system, that is not the case. And so in 1972, the United States created the Legal Services Corporation to create legal aid, essentially, for civil justice around the country. And so Kansas Legal Services was formed to be the Kansas entity to serve people. I like to call us, we happen to be on the top floor, and so I have deemed us the penthouse of civil justice. So we are coming to you to just talk to people about this. We're just having this event. A lot of people don't know about Kansas Legal Services. They don't know what we are or what we do. And so I just wanted to come here and let people know about what's going on in the penthouse of civil justice.
Your reference to the penthouse, Val, speaks to the address of Kansas Legal Services, which is in Kansas City, Kansas, in Gateway Tower 2, 400 State Avenue. So it's on the 10th floor.
Yes, so we have, I like to think we have the best view in Kansas City because we literally are on the top floor. We can see worlds of fun from our penthouse view. We can see all the way the best view. Yeah, we can see so far, and it's a really great vantage point to kind of look over the city and see the entire downtown skyline, and we're right there at the river, and it's really just a great spot for us to be able to and it was actually strategically chosen because it's on the bus lines. So since we do serve low income clients, if they don't have transportation, we're by the courthouse. We also are on the bus lines, so we're trying to make ourselves centrally located for people to come to us.
You all are open every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, correct?
Absolutely. There is, since we are in the federal building, there is security. So you have to have ID. We found that to be sometimes an issue. We have to escort clients sometimes because they don't have their ID or current ID. And so that can be a struggle. We're also trying to be as conscious as possible about, especially with the concerns on immigration lately. We do serve some immigration clients, and so we get sometimes our attorneys will go meet those clients at other locations to avoid the difficulty with Homeland Security screening all of our entries.
And people can call your office at what number?
It's 913-621-0200. Now, we do have a process. That's where our clients call. But if they want to apply for services, there's actually an 800 number they would call. And that is 800-723-6953. And that goes to our central intake department that takes all their information, makes sure we verify their income levels, and then it gets rerouted. Again, there are, although we are Kansas Legal Services, we're just the Kansas City office. There are actually offices all over the state in Hayes, in Wichita, in Topeka, in Salina, and Dodge City.
Hutchinson.
I was able to Google.
I think it's 11 total throughout the state.
Right. I was able to Google your website. That's www.kansaslegalservices.org. No spaces.
All spelled out.
And so there's legal offices in all the major cities in Kansas. And then Legal Services is a national not-for-profit corporation. And there is a counterpart in Missouri. I turn everyone to www.lsmo.org. So that's in Kansas City, Missouri, and their telephone number, 816-474-6750. So let's talk about your services, Val and Bill. Bill, you do a low-income taxpayers clinic.
Yes.
So that's a great service. How does a person get assistance with their taxes?
Sure. We're the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic. It's a focus on low income taxpayers. So by that, it's 250% of the poverty level. And how I explain that, that's roughly for one person, it's an annual income of $30,000 or less. And then for each family member, you add $10,000 of income. Some of our other programs, I think they are 150% of the poverty level. So my program is a little broader than some of the other applicants that who may qualify for services. But so what I do as a within my LITC, to some degree, you know, I'm somewhat of a one-man show, so other LITCs, they do quite a bit of tax preparation within their clinic. I don't do quite so much. I just focus on the tax controversies, and I help people with issues with the IRS or the State Department of Revenue in dealing with their tax problems. So that could be they just they need to set up a payment plan, or they aren't able to pay at all. So I work with them on dealing with those collection issues. But they may be dealing with an audit or they are eligible to petition the tax court, and I can represent them as an attorney all the way through that process. So we may often settle those cases, but I am prepared to litigate for them, argue their case before a tax court judge. Now, the tax court is centralized out of Washington, D.C., but they rotate throughout the country and come at specific times to different cities. So we cover Kansas City and Wichita for tax court.
And Bill is a completely capable person, but on the subject of being a one-man show in this clinic, that's the reason for your event. Isn't that correct, Bill and Val? To try to encourage attorneys and tax experts, a CPA, other people that have tax information, to come do pro bono work as your public service. It's a great opportunity to help give to our community.
Yes, definitely. So, that we take donations at Kansas Legal Services, but my grant, for example, we look for matching funds, and one of those ways is for volunteer attorneys or different tax experts that can put in time, and we can count that as volunteer hourly donations that would go toward my grant.
And yeah. We actually have we have requirements in some of our grants that we have private attorney time and private attorney involvement. And so our executive director, Marilyn Harp, has been really harping on creating pro bono opportunities. And she's actually worked really hard to create another website specifically for attorneys. It's for Kansas Pro Bono. So it's KSPROBONO.org. And it's a one-stop resource for private attorneys that are willing to take an occasional pro bono case. What they can do is they can register as a member on the site, and then they can choose their preferred legal case types and their geographic area, and they can get an email notice when a potential case with their preferences is posted by Kansas Legal Services. The other nice thing about this website is that we've attempted to make it easier for them to help us do pro bono cases by providing pleadings and other resources to support the attorneys so that they're not using all of their resources, and we've created this handy, convenient resource for them so that they can help us and we can help them helping us. It's a really great thing, and so that's why we're working. Actually, we have a co-sponsor on our event, on our fundraising event. We're actually the Johnson County Bar Association is co-sponsoring with us to assist us assisting more people. And so we're hoping some lawyers come out and legal staff. We'll take volunteer time from anyone and everyone who wants to assist us that has some skills that they'd want to lend. And then we're also really wanting the community to come and see what we have to offer. We're going to have some gift baskets available. We're going to have some door prizes available. We're going to have some wine tasting available. We've gotten some donations of some wine that people can try different reds and whites and see what they think. And we're going to have gift baskets for drawings that include Chiefs tickets and Royals tickets. And we've got some tickets for Johnson County Community College. We've just got a lot of, we're just trying to get out in the community. And although we don't want to infringe, we call our counterparts LAWMO, Legal Aid of Western Missouri, is what they go by. So we don't want to infringe on their property by any means. And being in Kansas City, Missouri, it just so happens, especially on the state line, you know, that was a space, the Blip Roasters. We happen to know those folks, and they donate this space for our event very, very reasonably. And it was really great to just get it a space. That's what we needed to be able to at least do something. Bill and I have talked about trying to turn this in if possible. If we get a good enough response, we'd like to kind of turn it into our annual event in Kansas City and move it to the Kansas side and be more involved with the Kansas side. One of the things I wanted to ask Bill about with the low income tax clinic is one of the controversies isn't isn't one of those controversies. Like if you owe taxes because you work on the Missouri side and live on the Kansas side and didn't turn in your taxes properly, that's a pretty simple controversy that you could help people with, right?
Right, certainly. That, I'm helping people that because they move frequently from one side of the state line to the other, they may have tax issues, whether it is in Kansas or Missouri, but I've definitely helped I've worked with the Department of Revenue on either side on trying to resolve those issues. So yeah, certainly.
And that's just on taxes. I wanted to touch on the other legal services that your office provides and the Missouri counterpart does too. These include domestic law issues, Social Security disability, elder law, partnership with local hospitals where there are medical bills involved in legal actions, family law, child custody, child in need of care, Victims of the Crime Act, which is a federal act.
It is. The Victims of Crimes Act allows us to, because we have that, we call it VOCA. That's our acronym for it. One of the nice things is we've gotten a grant from VOCA, and we've also gotten a grant from the Department of Justice that really help us focus on assisting victims of domestic violence. And so we not only represent folks who are looking to get protection from abuse orders, but we also help them through their domestic cases that rise out of that. A lot of times, if you're in a domestic violence situation, you're going to have child custody issues. You're going to have divorce cases. We call when you're not married, it's called paternity. Although a lot of people think of paternity as a paternity test, that's actually the petition to determine paternity is the legal wording for determining who the father and is of a child of an unwed couple. And actually, one interesting statistic about that is that after 2012, 40% of children that are born to unwed parents. So, and you have to, I mean, there's a lot of people who talk about dad's rights versus mom's rights. And the court is very much at a point of wanting to see joint custody. They believe it's a child's right to have frequent and meaningful contact with both parents. That's what's in a child's best interest. And so we want to The court has made it so even in situations of domestic violence, they still want to find ways for both parents to be involved in that kid's life, even if they can't be involved in each other's lives. And so there's a lot of different issues that arise out of that. And actually, the Department of Justice grant that we've gotten allows us to help some of these victims of domestic violence who have immigration issues, because that's sometimes part of that power and control wheel is the control of someone who doesn't have legal status in this country. And that can lead to issues with domestic violence on that. So, it's really great to be able to help people who are in a really desperate situation. And so we come in and try and assist them to the best of our ability.
Paternity includes support. So to identify the parents is a good thing to offer support for children. Then to finish the list, and we'll go back and discuss all these more, there's bankruptcy. Your office helps people with bankruptcy proceedings, foreclosures, and here's one that really sings to me, expungements, criminal conviction expungements. This can be done so that when people apply for jobs, they don't have an old completed criminal conviction on their record. And then finally, housing, and that includes landlord, tenant, and housing foreclosures, bank foreclosures. So yeah. Let's go back up to the top and start with domestic law.
So that's basically the same as family law. We kind of call it different things. But yeah, we work on divorce. We work to establish child support for some folks. Some low-income folks who are on public assistance, one of the things that we do is we – Department of Children and Families, if someone's on state assistance, will file for the child support side to establish paternity for child support. But one of the things they don't do is that they don't establish parenting time and custody. So even though DCF goes in and establishes paternity and gets child support for mom or dad, whoever is receiving state assistance and has physical custody of that child at that time, then there's no, it's what we call a parenting plan, is what families develop to have a plan of when they're going to have parenting time with their children. And it actually outlines a lot more. I'm also a domestic mediator, and on the Kansas side, we've got some great resources to not only help families litigate, but especially in my job as the domestic paralegal, a lot of times what I really encourage our families to do is utilize the mediation resources in Johnson County and Wyandotte County. Especially, they have really great mediation programs at court services where people are trained to be a third party to help these parents who obviously didn't have great communication, and that's probably why they're not in a relationship. But these people are trained to at least help them focus on these specific issues related to their children so that they can figure out that they are in the one of the terms that is used is they're in the business of raising a child together. And so they have to develop a business relationship that involves written agreements and sticking to those written agreements. And so it's really great to have those kind of resources on the Kansas side. And we even on our website, some of what I do is refer people to pro se resources. Pro se means on your own. It's Latin. It's a Latin legal term for on your own. And so Kansas Legal Services actually provides a lot of resources to free legal forms on that website, kansaslegalservices.org. And they can go on our website and look at the different options we have. And expungements is actually on that list as well of free legal forms, where they can fill out the petition for expungement of their criminal record. So the Kansas Legal Services is a great resource. It even has a lot of information about custody, about paternity, and you can read more on our website. One of the other things that we do that I think is really important is the Social Security law that we do. And what we do is we represent disabled people or people with disabilities, get the Social Security disability and Social Supplemental Security income that they need and deserve. And so we represent clients, not only adults, but we also represent children who are in the foster care system. I think that's a really great part of what we do.
I'm so glad to have you both on. We're going to take a little break. Jaws of Justice Radio will be back after these announcements.
Now, the calendar for September 18th. The Greater Kansas City Chapter of Parents of Murdered Children will hold their fifth annual event, A Journey Through Grief, Saturday, September 23rd at 7 p.m., at the KCPD Regional Police Academy, 6801 Northeast Pleasant Valley Road, KCMO. There will be a one-mile walk ending in a lighted balloon release in memory of their loved ones. If you would like to have a 13 by 18 inch photo of your loved one placed on the track, call 816-850-4200 or email kcpomc@yahoo.com for details and information on this fundraiser and walk. The KC Chapter of Mothers in Charge Healing Support Group will be meeting Thursday, September 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Robert J. Mohart Multipurpose Center, Suite 124 West, 3200 Wayne Avenue, KCMO. This group is for people who have lost loved ones to murder and violence. The first hour will be sharing of experiences, and in the second hour, therapists and others who can help navigate the emotional and legal terrain will be available. For more information, you can find them on the web at kcmothersincharge.org or call them at 816-912-2601. The Jobs for Felons Job Fair will be held Thursday, September 28th, noon to 3 p.m. at the KCPD East Patrol Station, 2640 Prospect Avenue, KCMO. This event is sponsored by Representative Brandon Ellington, the Full Employment Council, KC Police Department, and others. For more information, contact Representative Ellington's office at 573-751-3129 or by email at brandon.ellington@house.mo.gov. My name is Jeff Humfeld, reminding you that these events and more can be found on the Jaws of Justice Radio Facebook page, as well as the Jaws of Justice Radio page on the KKFI website, kkfi.org.
Good morning. We're back on Jaws of Justice with Valerie Ball, a paralegal at Kansas Legal Services, and Bill Schmidt, who's director of the Low Income Taxpayers Clinic. Welcome, both of you. We were just talking, we had just hit the tip of the iceberg about the services provided to people at Kansas Legal Services. And now, for the second part of the hour, we invite everyone, if you have questions about Kansas Legal Services, please call in. The number to dial is 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-5534. We welcome your call. So, Val, next I have Social Security disability. That's a common legal issue for people. Will you speak a few words about that?
So the public benefits aspects of Social Security are pretty difficult to maneuver. A lot of people get denied for Social Security disability benefits pretty routinely, pretty regularly. And so we accept adult cases, and those are we get a portion at the end. It's if we win the case for them, we get a portion of their back pay. If we don't win the case, we don't get anything. But we do that for adults. And then also we have a contract to accept Social Security disability cases for children that are in the foster care system in Kansas. So children in need of care. We don't handle those cases on the domestic side of things. That's actually a separate thing, and people are appointed attorneys in child in need of care cases. But when those kids come into the foster care system, if they have disabilities, Judy Turner, who couldn't be here with us today, has been an incredible advocate for children in the foster care system, working to get them benefits from Social Security that they deserve and they need to help them establish their life eventually. So that's a really great job that she does, and she's so good at it. She actually impresses me every day with her ability to really ask questions of people that with no judgment, with no it doesn't even faze her, the answers that she gets from people, because these are people that are in pretty dire situations and pretty shocking situations. And so she just is really great at helping children. And then our other paralegal, John Carroll, helps with that. And then Selena is our Social Security secretary that also helps them with the Social Security disability. And our fabulous managing attorney, Leland Cox, is our Social Security attorney, and he just works tirelessly to help people in difficult situations get what they deserve from Social Security.
People, you can contact Kansas Legal Services at 800-723-6953. That's 800-723-6953. We all have problems. If you or a friend or family member you think could benefit from legal services, please call and ask, and we would be happy to help in these situations, particularly in the situation of the child in need of care. Now, I believe, Val, counties pick up child in need of care.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the Kansas Legal Services can provide services when the child involved has got a disability.
And we actually, that's not something that people actually apply for. That's actually a contract we have with Department of Children and Families. So all of those cases that come in for children in the foster care system get referred to Judy and John and Leland by the Department of Children and Families. And so that's a little different. One of the other programs that I really think is important is that we have the ability, we go to the different areas different agencies on aging, we call it the AAA, and our assistant managing attorney Alex English goes out to different sites and talks to elders who are having issues. So anyone over 60 can go make an appointment for our AAA appointments. We have those in Wyandotte County. We have those in Franklin County. The six counties that we serve in the Kansas City office are Wyandotte County, Johnson County, Franklin County, Linn County, Miami County, and Leavenworth County. And so if anyone is in any of those counties on the Kansas side, Kansas Legal Services is here to assist you. I think we have a caller, don't we?
The Kansas City office, specifically
Kansas
for
City
those.
Office, yeah.
You're on the air, caller. What's your name and what part of town are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Overland Park, Kansas.
And what's your name?
Rich, R-I-C-H, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and frankly, it sounds pretty bureaucratic and pretty technically heavy. Having friends who are attorneys, a great deal of what they do is via the Internet. I'm curious, how much interaction with you can be done on the Internet? And that's my question.
Oh, that's a great question, Rich. Can we give you your answer off the air? So actually you can absolutely interact with Kansas Legal Services online. We have great resources. Like I said, the website is www.kansaslegalservices.org, all spelled out, no spaces, no dashes, kansaslegalservices.org. A couple things that you can do online immediately. You can fill out the application instead of calling our 800 number to fill out the application over the phone. You can fill out the application for services online. So you can go to our website and look at the services we provide and fill out an application for whatever services you'd like to get involved in. And then also we have a ton of free legal forms. And with those free legal forms, one of the questions that it asks you, we've developed a really interesting website in that it works with you. We have an access to justice grant. So it allows people to go to that website and fill out free legal forms online. You can also request a document review from that process. And then also we've created a chat box on that website as well, so that there is an access to justice paralegal who's available for questions. If you have any questions on the legal forms, there's actually a paralegal available. And if it's after hours and that paralegal is not available, you can still send a message through that gets to someone via email, and then they respond to those questions. So thanks for that question, Rich. We really appreciate you calling in and asking us about online. What about you, Bill?
Yeah, I had some clarifications I wanted to throw in there that a lot of things that we've touched on are income-based services, but not kind of everything we do has something to do with a grant or some kind of funding, and they have their specifications on who we can help. So the elder law, the areas on aging, that's age specific. And some of our other grants, like the Victims of Crime Act and the Department of Justice, that's based on if a crime occurred or what kind of situation the person is in. So if you are not low income or, you know, just if you're considering that you wouldn't be able to, thinking that you wouldn't qualify for our services, it may not hurt to either check our website or call our 800 number and see if you do qualify, because we kind of have a broad spectrum. And, you know, so many people think, oh, that's just for low-income people. And it's kind of broad, it depends on what kind of service we're offering. One of the other things I wanted to mention is what we do not do. So,
oh yes, always very important.
Yeah, that we don't do criminal cases at all. That, well, except for the expungements, that's kind of borderline. But we focus on civil cases, but also within civil cases, we don't do fee generating civil cases. Like, and that's personal injury is one of the main things. Or if someone is calling in and saying, oh, I want to sue this person and get some fees from them, that's not really something we do. We're not trying to generate
contingency, you know, fees is what's that's called in the legal field. We don't work on that. I mean, there are some of our services that we charge flat fees for, or we charge reduced rates for. Some of our offices in Kansas do a lot of what we call the reduced fee program. And so even if you don't qualify for our low income, sometimes you can qualify for a reduced rate.
Right. And that could be, there may be a conflict of interest for one of our staff to be working on your case, but there could be a volunteer attorney or attorney who's willing to do a reduced fee rate working on that case, who may be available to still provide services. And, you know, frankly, these reduced fee rates, they're generally lower than the market rate. So just because a person is having to pay for some legal services doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to be paying high fees like they would if they found a private attorney.
It's really great to have those options. And one of the things that is really leading the state right now is Johnson County. Kansas Legal Services has partnered with Johnson County to really make the justice system accessible for pro se litigants. So for people that can't afford an attorney or don't want an attorney, but still need to get child support established or get parenting time or have a legal question, they have actually created the Johnson County Help Center. And it is actually located within the courthouse of Johnson County on the first floor. We have a couple of attorneys from our office that staff it on Thursdays. And you can also get appointments with other attorneys. Judge O'Grady and Judge Elliott out in Johnson County have been integral in creating that. They also have forms online that are very specific to Johnson County. So if you're interested in getting that, you can call our offices at 913-621-0200 if you're in Johnson County and you want an appointment with a help center attorney. You can we handle making appointments for the help center as well, or you can just walk in, although we do make appointments, so it's usually better to have an appointment and be prepared so that the attorney knows you're coming.
I encourage everyone to call us this morning at 816-931-5534. If you have questions or would like to make comments on the process, call us at 816-931-5534.
So, Teresa, I just really wanted to once again reiterate, the reason we're here today is not only to talk about Kansas Legal Services, but to invite everyone out there to come to our event. It's a fundraiser. You know, as a nonprofit organization, we are understaffed and overworked, as is just about everyone in the world. And so we are trying to raise some money for additional staff and technology in our office, and just really to go to our office funds to help the Kansas City office up their game, essentially. So our fundraiser is September 29th. It's Friday. We're doing a happy hour for legal services, for legal staff, for lawyers, and for anyone that's a local citizen to come find out about legal services, Kansas Legal Services. It'll be September 29th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to have a happy hour with wine tasting at Blip Roasters Coffee House, which is in the West Bottoms of Kansas City, Missouri, at 1101 Mulberry Street. We'd love for you to come see us. We'd love to meet you and chat with you if you are an attorney. And if you can't make it out for the fundraiser, we do have a donate button on our website. If you are so inclined to support Kansas Legal Services, you can go to our website at www.kansaslegalservices.org and scroll down and find our donation button.
I encourage everyone to come to the happy hour, and if you feel lucky, there is a drawing for gift baskets, so lucky people need to be sure and attend. Now, Kansas Legal Services has also created www.ksprobono.org. KSPROBONO.org. So that's a resource for private attorneys who are willing to consider an occasional pro bono case. Everyone wins when people share their resources with each other. It's a community building exercise, and I encourage all listeners to log on to that website. So, Val, let's talk more about elder law. What are some of the issues that you can help people with?
Bill, you handle that a little bit, don't you? Do you work with that at all?
Not quite so much, but I share a paralegal who focuses on that quite a bit. One thing they do is drafting estate planning documents for the elderly. We do state that they are to be simple estate planning documents, because if they're wanting complex ones, they really should find a private attorney who specializes in drafting those documents. But that is one of the big things. I know quite a bit is what they do is they'll go to different set up appointments and advise a lot of the elders on different issues. So some of those main things would be, if they have certain assets, do they qualify for receiving Medicare? You know, that kind of thing. You know, if I still own my home, you know, what do I need to transfer that to my children, or what are those things? So really advising them and helping them navigate some of the systems that way.
And some of that involves making sure that they have a living will, that they have powers of attorney. A lot of people have issues with aging parents, and so they can send their parents to some of our clinics, and they can get wills done. They can get power of attorneys. They can get medical power of attorneys, just in case something happens. People can be prepared for those end of life situations. One of the things that Bill was talking about is transfer on death deeds, and so that you don't even have to go through the process of probate, you have everything outlined and already ready, and they advise you on how to do that when you have the end of life issues or aging issues, such as that estate planning and what to do with it when the time comes. Not that we like to talk about that.
Well, speaking of time, is there an age that your definition of elder begins?
Well, as my elder law professor at Johns County Community College told me, our bodies start dying at 30. So, but we do have an age limit of 60 for those elder law clinics that we do at the area agencies on aging. It's 60. So if you're 60 or over, which, you know, as I get closer to 60, I realize 60 isn't as old as I thought it was when I was 20. So so if you're 60 or older, you can find out and utilize our services through those AAA meetings.
Now then, I encourage anyone interested to call to phone 816-931-5534. We'd love to have your call. And I want to go back to services. This is a good, complete, long list. What does your office, what are you able to do for people who have a need to file for bankruptcy?
Well, certainly. That's one thing that I work with. And we can evaluate to see if they would qualify to file a bankruptcy. We focus on Chapter 7 bankruptcies, and what that is trying to discharge most of the debts. Not everything can be discharged in a bankruptcy. If they were wanting to get on a payment plan with their creditors, that's a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. That's not something that we do because that's kind of a couple year process, and it involves some management of the client's case over time to make sure they stay on their payment plan. So that's really something that we direct them to other attorneys to do. But we do the bankruptcies at a lower rate than the market rate. We're charging $700 for our bankruptcies, and they have to pay the filing fee. So that would be roughly $1,035. If they have that, then they could be filing a bankruptcy through us. Now, what I would recommend is if they are a person who has maybe large medical debt or maybe large credit card debt, those are the likeliest debts that would be discharged in a bankruptcy. Other debts,
Student loans are difficult, right?
Right. Student loans, tax debt, those are ones that might qualify but most likely wouldn't. So you wouldn't necessarily get your hopes up that those were discharged, but you could certainly get some counseling with us and see do those qualify, because some things you may have to pick and choose what necessarily will qualify. But those are the likeliest debts, credit card and a medical debt that is built up over time.
And the one service that I want to make sure that we do cover, since we've covered almost everything, the one thing I want to make sure we cover before we're out of time is that we do help represent clients in housing issues. And sometimes that doesn't even necessarily mean that we're going to court with people. I helped and assisted on a case that was just a man with disabilities was struggling with his landlord. He wasn't understanding the billing process. He thought he had paid. And we actually just wrote a very strong letter on his behalf and were able to get the landlords to knock off these fees that they were charging him that were actually erroneous. And he shouldn't have been charged those fees. And so it's things like that you can actually apply for our services if you have, you know, and that, again, here's the thing, is that it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a case that's going to court in order to get our services. We're here to help anyone with these issues to even give them legal advice. So that's half of our job is not necessarily always representing people in court, but really just giving them some legal advice. People have questions and they don't know where to turn, and there's no answers out there for them. And so that's what Kansas Legal Services can do. And you still have to go through the process of applying. So you can go to our website, kansaslegalservices.org, or you can call our 800 number, 1-800-723-6953, and apply for our services. And we can, even if maybe we can't can't represent you, maybe we can at least give you some advice. It's just really great to work for such a great nonprofit like Kansas Legal Services. It's what we're trying to do is erase the causes of poverty and mitigate its effects by helping people achieve and keep up self-sufficiency. So last year, actually, Kansas Legal Services served more than 25,000 people in all 105 counties of Kansas through 2 mediation offices and 11 legal services offices across the state. So that's what we're trying to do, is just expand our reach and be able to help more people in the Kansas City area especially. So again, if you have any of those issues, domestic law, Social Security, disability law, if you have tax issues, you can reach out to our low-income taxpayer clinic. We do elder law. We do bankruptcies. We can help defend against foreclosures. I know that's an issue that a lot of people face these days, and housing is such an issue for low-income families. And so we're just here to assist people get the help that they need.
I encourage everyone, whether you're low income and just interested to meet the good people who would be willing to help you with your problems, to come to your event Friday next, September 29, 5 to 7 p.m. at Blip Roasters. And
It's a totally free event, by the way. I want to make sure people understand that there's no charge for coming. You know, we're going to have drink tickets, and we're going to have for the wine tasting, and we're going to have drawing tickets available for gift baskets that include Chiefs tickets and Royals tickets and Johnson County Community College Carlson Center tickets. So there's a lot of opportunity to, you know, network and also meet. We won't do any client consultations by any means. That's not what we're there for. We're just there to reach out to our community and let them know what we have to offer.
I thank you both very, very much for coming on Jaws of Justice today. And remember, there is a Missouri counterpart that's at lsmo.org on the internet.
We call them LAWMO, Legal Aid of Western Missouri.
Yeah.
And actually, one of our former attorneys from the Kansas side has moved over to LAWMO, and she's now on the Missouri side helping people on the Missouri side.
So whether you want to help by offering services, if you'd like to be involved, contact Kansas Legal Services. Or if you need help, please contact Kansas Legal Services. And I thank you both for being on Jaws of Justice.
Thanks
today.
To Jaws of Justice for having us. Thanks for listening to our tales from the penthouse of civil justice. Please come join us to whine about our legal problems. 9/29, September 29th, Friday, from 5 to 7 p.m., we're going to have a happy hour wine tasting event at Blip Roasters in the West Bottoms. If you'd like to donate anything to our fundraiser or to Kansas Legal Services, you can call us at 913-621-0200 or go on our website at kansaslegalservices.org.
It's the 420 Drug War News.
Okay, today instead of doing a phoner, I thought I would go to the law offices of Looney and Conrad PC. They're trial lawyers here in the city of Houston, and I'm glad to be speaking with one of those attorneys, Mr. Clay Conrad. How you doing, Clay?
Good afternoon, Dean.
Clay, the drug war has shown its ugly face. I think that's a quick way to sum up what's going on of late. Would you agree?
It's gotten ugly, and with Jeff Sessions in, it might just get uglier.
Well, this is true. Now, you have done a great service to our nation, to the citizens thereof, with your book about jury service. Would you give us the title and tell us a bit about that book, please?
Well, the title of the book is Jury Nullification, The Evolution of a Doctrine. And what I've tried to do in the book is look at how the institution of the criminal trial jury has changed over the last 800 years, and how the discretion of the jury that has always existed still exists, but now it's hidden. It's sort of forbidden knowledge in the courtroom, something you're not supposed to talk about. And so I was trying to show that the jury system has this discretion, and that the purposes of trial by jury over the last 800 years are weakened. The jury can't fulfill its intended purpose without having the ability to just say no when they believe an injustice is being done.
Right. We had a classic nullification, if you will, of late. This, I'll say it, sadistic, racist sheriff out in Phoenix, Arizona, was pardoned, even though he hasn't even been sentenced yet. And I guess that shows that the discretion is ours if we choose to use it, right?
Well, just as the president has discretion to pardon anyone he wants to for whatever reason he wants to, the jury has the discretion to vote not guilty in any criminal case for whatever reason they choose to. And it doesn't have to be that they don't believe the facts were met. They can still acquit if they believe that a conviction would be unjust, that a conviction doesn't serve the purposes of the law, that a conviction would be an antisocial act.
Again, that was Houston attorney Clay Conrad. You can hear the full discussion by tuning in to the September 8th edition of the Cultural Baggage program on our website. This is Dean at drugtruth.net.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's show and that we leave you with something to think about, something to talk to your neighbors about, and a reason to get involved. As always, the opinions expressed are those of the host and guest of Jaws of Justice Radio, not of KKFI, the Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, its staff, or volunteers. You can find our calendar of events and a link to our show episodes and podcast on the Jaws of Justice Radio Facebook page. If you have a show idea or you want to help produce the show, email us at jawsofjusticeradio@yahoo.com. And you can always listen to us live on the KKFI website, kkfi.org. This is Jeff Humfeld, and our outro music is Better Man from the Playing for Change CD. Please tune in for the rest of our 9 a.m. weekday lineup with Law and Disorder on Tuesdays, Alternative Radio on Wednesdays, a mix of national and local programming on Thursday, and Between the Lines at 9 a.m., followed by Bioneers at 9:30 a.m. on Fridays. Up next is Dr. Mike's Morning Medicine Show, and at noon, Arts Magazine with Michael Hoag. Stick around for Jazz and Blues in the afternoon and Eco Radio at 6 p.m.